I'm Trish Costello. I'm in San Francisco, California, and I'm the founder and CEO of Portfolia, which is an investing platform for women backing entrepreneurial companies. Portfolia is an opportunity for women to invest in a portfolio of entrepreneurial companies. And so we're a new kind of venture fund. We build venture capital funds in areas where women have a particular interest. For example, we were the first venture fund focused in women's health. We were one of the first venture funds focused in the active aging space. And we had one of the first venture funds that was created where all five of the partners were women of color. So we enable women to come in as investors in these funds, for instance, in women's health. And in each fund, we'll invest in 10 to 12 companies on their behalf in the women's health space, all entrepreneurial private companies. So different from the public markets where you're backing companies, some at the very earliest stages of innovation and some a little further along in their development. And it really gives women an opportunity to be at the venture capital table, green-lighting the companies that they want in the world. Well, I believe that the major problem in venture capital and why companies aren't funded that would really impact and enhance women's lives is because there's so few women VCs at the table, and at the same time, very few women as limited partners whose money, you know, would be going into those venture capital firms. You know, what we know in venture capital, and I've been in this industry now for 25 years, what we know in venture capital is that we invest in what we know and what we have a passion for that's also going to make us money. And when you have an industry that's, you know, 95% men, you know, as the leaders in venture capital, they're not going to have that same interest in areas like women's health or taking care of elderly parents. They don't know the issues of childbirth or menopause or painful periods. And so those don't, you know, rise to the top in their areas of interest or knowledge. And so to have an impact, we need more women in traditional venture capital. We need more women putting money in from institutional investors. And most importantly to me, we need more everyday women who have access to wealth deciding to put some of their money into these innovative companies. They're the buyers, they're the influencers, and they're the ones that have the most to gain when these great companies, you know, are able to flourish. Well, one thing that I was really pleased to see is that UBS was one of the first to ask that question of women. Are you interested in investing in venture-backed companies or entrepreneurial companies in your areas of interest? And I believe over 50% of women who are sophisticated decision makers in their financial lives said that we're interested in backing venture capital, private, innovative companies. And, you know, I think most sophisticated women that understand they have an opportunity to do that are interested. It is almost the ultimate when you're looking at, we know women want to make returns, but they also want impact. And so to back those companies at those earlier stages where you can connect with the entrepreneurs, where you can really be a part of their journey, that's the ultimate impact from my view. And so I'm really pleased to see that women are now realizing that it is an opportunity and they're moving to see how they can be involved. So, you know, gender lens is such a broad area. I think there's definitely an interest by women to invest in companies that women want in the world. I think there's also an interest in backing women and backing Main Street companies that women often lead. And so I think it's kind of all over with that. So whether it's the yoga studio or your coffee shop, or it's the woman in a team that's tackling, you know, new solutions to diagnose breast cancer, I definitely think that there's an interest in more funds like this. And I'm seeing many more funds that are run by women, that are focused on women entrepreneurs or women in the teams. And I'm seeing more funds that are really interested in getting women on the cap table.